Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was very insensitive of Sean Pendergast to say the weekend is here. You, dear listener, are probably, you know, hanging out at work. We are hanging out at work. He's going home.
He's done.
And so I don't blame him for it, but I am envious. But no, let's hang out together here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Friday, though, baby. Let's get into the vibes. John Lopez, Reginald Natatula, Figgy Fig, and you on the text line, 713-572-4610, and also the Mocarum Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, where appreciate you, Kicks Rocks. I love this hat myself as well. And also the Twitch page, 610 Houston. And, I mean, let's do this. He did it again.
Yeah,
he did. I mean, look, there's a lot of things that we'll talk about over these 4 hours. But I just can't. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about anything else because he did it again. Tyrese Haliburton might be like the most clutch player that we've seen in a very, very long time. And he might be like trying to contend for being like that dude point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you somehow manage to miss finals game one, like you're on notice. This finals feels like a must watch mm-hmm. at this point. If you are just a sports fan, like you might not even be like a particularly big basketball fan, but the drama is there, right?
I would encourage you if you're not.
The arc, the narrative is there. Like this is fun basketball. This is competitive basketball. I think a lot of the complaints that come up when people are watching basketball, mm-hmm. it feels like this series is going to kind of, go away from some of those complaints. This feels like it's just going to be pure, unadulterated fun.
It's entertainment. It's sports entertainment at its highest level. You know, just pulling back the curtain a little bit, you know, we're talking before the show and you're like, should we lead with the NBA Finals? I was like, yeah. It's the drama. Forget if you're invested in any of these teams. You're probably not. You know, or not very much, and the drama of what was involved. And by the way, I have an ultimate confession at 12:20.
Oh goodness!
About this game, but that's neither here nor there. Not just a comeback, but that you said it. It was him. It was him again. How many does this make now in the postseason? Five.
So he is 6 of 7.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just him being clutch. He's Tyrese Haliburton. That is 6 of 7 when taking a shot to tie or take the lead in the final 90 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in these playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most such shots in a single postseason since 1997.
Yeah.
Like this is legitimately generational clutch, mm-hmm. right? Literally, if we're talking about a generation being something like 20, 25 years. We have not seen somebody be this level of clutch, whether you talk about necessity or what have you, but also with, 6 of 7 is a pretty good percentage in mm-hmm. and of itself. He's doing this at a high level. But, I mean, it's not just about him. Obviously, he ends up being the face of it, being the dude who was voted on the poll as the most overrated dude in the league or what have you.
Yeah.
But then also, man, like the Pacers, they walked down an Oklahoma City Thunder team. Like this game was wild, right? The Thunders felt like they were going to walk away with it. What was mm-hmm. it, 12 points at one point? Was it 15 at
15
one point?
In the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter.
9 with 3 minutes left.
And the Thunder lose, or you can say it as the Pacers end up stealing a home game, stealing game one on the road, 111-110. Are you changing it all the way that you look at the series? Because I think you were a little bit further on this.
But I said five or six.
The idea that the Pacers had no shot in this. Are you changing this at all after seeing this game? Because I thought there was a lot of interesting things, especially in the final 7 minutes of the game when the Pacers walked down the Thunder.
I think game one, if you're not, if your ego is too big to say, oh, no, I still think the Thunder are going to win, you're kind of fooling yourself because you get a feeling. And this happens in sports, and this is yet another reason to watch. You know, we were talking about, like, even if you're not, you know, a fan or whatever, even an NBA, you know, huge fan or whatever, this is the reason to watch. The Pacers kind of feel, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. I still think there is obviously a good chance that Oklahoma City, they're the best team in the NBA, can win this series.
I think so.
But if you're sitting here saying, no, I'm still doubling down on the Thunder and it's going to be five or six games or whatever, that you're kind of fooling yourselves because the Pacers have this feeling of inevitability now. Because of him, like you know, people, it's something that people say a lot on social media. So and so is inevitable. You know, are the Pacers?
It kind of feels like to some degree because one of the things about the Pacers team this year, and I probably didn't give them enough credit for this when we were talking about this yesterday and earlier in the week, is that they just kind of are matchup proof in some ways. Like they have something for everything. It showed up especially in this game where. You know that the Thunder kind of hit a lot of the defensive notes that you want to hit.
Absolutely.
You want the Pacers had 24 turnovers in this game. 24. And somehow they managed to make this work.
But just 5 in the second half.
Yes. Right.
That was huge. That was part of the reason.
The Pacers found their way there. I thought one of the big things that Rick Carlisle, who again, we have to come back to this coach of the Pacers we've seen him coach when the playoffs were like a 67 to 75 proposition, and now he's coaching 111, 110 games. Like, he's been through this a lot. He made the decision to close with a smaller lineup where you had Obi Toppin and Pascal Siakam as your biggest players, and that forced Oklahoma City with Mark Dagnall to take out Chet Holmgren, to take out Isaiah Hartenstein, and that's how they were able to get rebounds and do those types of things. Like, I think the Pacers really are match up a lot better, and they took what was a pretty good defensive shot from Oklahoma City and still ended up on top when the push came to shove.
They did, and Carlisle is clearly going to be as probably the second biggest story behind Halliburton of this series if it goes the Pacers' way, and that is his in-game stuff is just without peer. Like what he can do in a game. I mean, he took all five guys out at one point, That happens. That's kind of a ploy sometimes, but it worked for him. The other thing that he did that, the five-out offense that he likes to run.
Yep.
Just, I'm not going to say it was impossible to defend because the Thunder had, their only lead was with 0.3 seconds left.
Yeah,
Indiana's.
That was literally the only lead of the game was putting them up when this was what you heard on ESPN.
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again. Their first lead of the game. This crowd absolutely stunned as the Pacers take a one-point lead.
That's another thing. Like, that's not an easy environment. OKC,
no.
It's not a giant building, and they really turned up. So, and
they don't lose at home.
No.
Yeah.
They don't lose hardly at all.
Yeah.
Like, that was their 15th loss was it the 15th loss? No, that's not. But that was not, I don't think that they've lost 20 games, 25 games in the entirety of the season, regular season and postseason. Just a wild comeback. And the Pacers also locked in defensively. So there was a couple of things, and I guess maybe I'll ask this, and this is a very Sports Talk Radio question. Do you think the Pacers won this game or the Thunder lost it?
I think the answer is yes. And I'm not trying to be wishy-washy.
And the reason why I ask it is just, what does this then tell us about the rest of the series?
No, it's out there, too. I think they won this game because of some of the things that Rick Carlisle, which is how what we were just talking about, made some incredible adjustments. So clearly, at halftime, they started limiting the turnovers. They stopped the ball in transition a little more. This sounds very rudimentary, but they did. And that five-out attack, I was really very impressed with. I thought they were going to lose the game, of course. But I was impressed with how they got back into the game because of that attacking, and good decisions when you drive, whether you're kicking out big three-pointers. They made some big three-pointers, down the stretch as well. So they won the game, but you can also say, hey, we talked about Jalen Williams yesterday, Chet Holmgren yesterday. Were they 8 for 28? from the field?
Yeah, and I mean, I think you can talk about those guys individually, but I think you can talk in general, especially in that final 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. The Thunder's shot making was poor. They had they were getting looks. They
SGA were getting, could have almost iced it.
They were still getting some looks, especially from deep. And they were like, I know Cason Wallace missed a couple of three pointers that you had an opportunity to, you know, continue to, or at least, you know, keep your lead as opposed to seeing it shrink.
Yeah.
Whereas the Thunder, or the Pacers rather, had some incredible shot making, some of which were like open looks that they generated, and some of them were just I'm knocking down a shot in your face. Miles Turner knocking down a pull up jumper from about 17 feet, right? Like you're seeing guys do that. So I do wonder if that normalizes or if that's to, you know, to be continued. But I thought the Thunder also, they kind of did some things to lose it. Like, do you remember in the fourth quarter when Pascal Siakam steps to the free throw line? He misses the first of his free throws. He misses the second, but there's a lane violation.
Yeah.
And then he gets another shot and he makes that free throw. That is, I mean, I know you do the butterfly effect thing, but that's a point right there. And that's a distinction between going into overtime and the Pacers winning it here. And also, I will bring this to SGA because, look,
I thought
his scoring was incredible.
38?
38 points, and it didn't feel like 38 because it felt like the Pacers actually did a pretty good job of corralling him for a lot of this game. And yet I looked down, I was like, oh, there's 38 points on that, and it's not like it's super inefficient for him or anything. But he fell asleep. Like, defensively, he, along with the rest of the defense, they got a little lax as this thing was a little bit later on. And some of this was they didn't have as much size to get defensive rebounds to end in possessions. They got a little lax, and I'm interested to see if one that continues, because it's just hard to believe that a team of this youth with this level of hunger allows themselves to do that again. But was that some level of indication of the pace that the Pacers have and how that wore them down during a game?
Yeah, but I think yes, to answer your question, but I still don't think it was like the Thunder, you know, choking, so to speak, or whatever. Like all those things you just brought up, those were just little butterfly effect things that happened. It wasn't like you missed a bunny or whatever. Mm-hmm. Although I thought, like as I mentioned, I thought SGA's final shot.
Well, they did miss some bunnies.
Yeah.
And some of that is because the Pacers sped them up. And even as they were driving to the rim with the open look, because they were sped up, they missed some easy layups.
Yeah, but choke, air quote, I don't think that was it. It was maybe there's some bad things that could have gone their way that went the other way. And maybe you define it that way. I don't know. But I go back to, obviously, Rick Carlisle. I mean, tactically, just pushing all the right buttons, getting it done. And he's the epitome of, you all talk about players that can be like chameleons, a little bit of anything. He's a chameleon coach. He can coach it any way you want. He's done it without flash and just consistently done it and give him as much credit. Well, maybe not as much, but close to as much credit as Tyrese Halliburton.
All right. So where are you at now with the series now that we see this like game one?
Yeah.
Kind of flips the dynamic for, I think, what a lot of people, because it felt like a lot of people were in this Oklahoma City, and I think probably the most prevalent prediction that I saw was OKC in six.
Yeah.
I saw some Pacers in six. I'm not going to lie. There's a few people that were going that way. Does this at all move you off of your space where you were looking OKC in like five or six? Does this make you think maybe it goes longer, or maybe do you think that the Pacers have an opportunity to really win this in a way that you had not previously?
I'm not going to overreact and just completely jump off the boat here. I think that the Thunder, are really, really in a good spot. They had total control. They, you know, it came apart largely because of what the Pacers were doing in this game. Outcoached in the second half, and I don't think that's harsh. I think it was just, you know, he was really good, Rick Carlisle. I'm not going to say the Thunder are all of a sudden, the Pacers all of a sudden are going to win the series. But it got very, very interesting, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, this made me feel like that Thunder in six might be a Thunder in seven.
Yeah.
Like, I could easily see that. Yeah. But I still feel like there's some things that need to be adjusted from the Thunder, and I think that's the nature of this. It's going to be a chess match. I think they still have things at their disposal. Like, hey, just go ahead and let Chet or let Isaiah Hartenstein stay out there even with the Pacers going small. Like, commit to having that one big on the floor or, you know, make sure you lock in those moments. Sometimes some of it might just be better shot making.
Yeah.
But I do think, hey, man, I see a little bit clearer the path that the Pacers can have to winning this series because, like, they make matchups
really,
really
tough.
That's
the best way to put it. You can see the path now and how they can do it and how they got here. And, oh, by the way, you know, people are going to say you're overreacting to what Tyrese Halliburton has done in this postseason. If you go back and you actually look at the best shot makers, best clutch players in history, Bird, Jordan, you know, obviously, you know, Reggie Miller, you can get LeBron, you know, has hit it. Have they done this in a postseason?
I don't think that was a question I wanted to ask.
Not to my knowledge.
It feels like
this brother did this in every series.
Every series.
It feels like it's blasphemous to say.
Yeah.
Tyrese Haliburton, he's made 13 of 15 shots to tie or take the lead in the final 90 seconds of a fourth or OT this season, regular season and playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, at this point, he might be like putting himself in the pantheon of clutch players. And that feels like, you know, maybe
it sounds blasphemous.
It does. Yeah. And yet here we are. And so I think the way that they've done this, the number of times that the Pacers themselves have walked down teams, I think that that puts us squarely in the situation where every one of these games is must see until it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's exactly what you want from an NBA finals. So I'm super excited to have that. Game two going to be Sunday on ABC as well. Just getting going here on a Friday in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And before we let you go, I do want to let you hear, because one of the things I absolutely love.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Is, you know, getting the call, but getting the call in a different language.
Yeah.
Because the best part about it is the words don't matter. It's just what it sounds like. So how about Korean? You want Korean? Here is the final shot that Tyrese Haliburton had to put the Pacers up and stun OKC in game one, but just in Korean. Oh, man.
Did you get wow?
I got wow. Oh, yeah. I got Haliburton, so I know that they're talking about there, but I just love that they just lost it. I think as we all did watching that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, did you think Dana Brown had that in him? We'll explain what we mean, but also shout out to the Astros getting a victory in Pittsburgh on the way out. We'll talk about all that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Did you realize that Dana Brown had that in him? And obviously, there was a win before the game is what we're talking about. But also, it went on the diamond, an 8-2 victory for the Astros. It almost feels like whenever we get to doing a little bit of a wondering and pondering about this offense, they're like, oh, no, we got some offense for you right here. Right
every
here.
Time.
Literally.
Every time.
Hard hit balls by every single player in the lineup. From Jeremy Pena, rather, batting mm-hmm. first, to Mauricio Dubon, batting ninth.
Isak.
Everybody, including, obviously, the big slugger, Isak Paredes, two of them things out of the out into the seats on the path to an 8-2 victory. But, I mean, and obviously, there's a lot of people to congratulate in this, a lot of people who did good things. But I think the one that is kind of most interesting, at least for me personally here, Lopez, mm-hmm. is the one that was, you know, who had his moment before the game in a way. And that's general manager or executive Dana Brown, because this was a game that was
pointing his finger.
That was delayed.
You start pointing the finger, it's serious.
Huh. Okay.
Right? You don't point at somebody.
Yeah, you put your finger in somebody's face or their chest. It elevates.
Figgy, if I said, now
situation.
Listen here, Figgy. Listen here, Reggie.
Yeah, it does escalate the situation. Everybody's
and if you kind of nice with it. Hey, what's up, Reggie? How you doing?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's a way.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah,
man?
But I don't think you try and be all chummy when you put your index finger in somebody's face.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way to do that. Like, there's no way to you know, bring that bat down a little.
That's
bit.
How a fight usually starts.
I was just
going to
say,
point, man.
In some places,
because once you point, somebody going to smack your finger and then it's on.
Yeah, man. Like, that's that. The fight has started once you do that. Once you swing, once you spit on me, the fight has started.
Oh, well, come on, that's
like
there's a, that's a
oh, no, no. there's certain there are certain things where the fight has started, and if you don't know the fight has started, you can't claim you got snuck or whatever because you started the fight. You start putting your hand in my face.
Yes,
the fight has started.
Yes, it's
you
all.
might not know it.
No hands have been thrown, but it started.
It has started
100%. It's just like that Saved by the Bell episode.
Yeah.
When Mario Lopez and
Slater and Zach.
Yes.
But it was out there rolling around.
Yeah.
But the reason why we said this is like this was a rain delay. This was a weather delay game. In fact, I mean over 3 hours of weather delay.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately the weather delay was longer than the game itself. I thankfully, because of my setup, was able to watch both the finals and the Astros game at the same time. But Dana Brown was like seen alongside with obviously the manager Joe Espada, you know, up there, you know, when they're talking with
call it. He wanted to call it, by the way.
He wanted to call it, right? They're talking with the Pirates and their delegation when you come to manager, you come to executives, all of that. And then obviously the grounds crew in conjunction with the umps. And they're trying to decide, what do we want to do? How do we want to play this? Mm-hmm. Like, is this something where we want to wait it out? Because it's game, you know, the third game of a three-game set. It's a getaway game, which honestly, it's kind of funny that it's a getaway game that they were planning on playing at 5:40 Central, like 4:40 local anytime, anyways.
Yeah.
But then, you know, what are you trying to do in, you know, if you're going to, you know, postpone it or what have you, you have to find that makeup day. They were having a little bit of trouble finding the days that would work. Would they have to, like, cut into their all-star break, you know, where they come back a day early in order to play this game, but then the Astros have a West Coast trip. And so Dana Brown was strongly in the idea of, we don't want to get out here. And some of the reasons that he threw out there was, you know, you've got your starting pitcher, like one of your real great starting pitchers out there in Framber Valdez, who ultimately had a fantastic day, went seven innings, 11 strikeouts. But you have that, you have your guys out there, and he's like, it probably, you know, it's not the safest thing to be playing when that field has been drenched. I mean, there's puddles on the warning track and such, and he's pushing for it. And the Pirates are like, no, we want to play this game. Like, did you think that he had that kind of fire to, like, fight for his guys in that way, John Lopez?
Yeah, look, I've got an answer on the back end of this that I don't know if a lot of people are going to agree with, but I firmly believe it. First of all, I didn't think Dana Brown had that in him. I really didn't. You know, he's not passive, but that just didn't seem to be, like, his personality to do something like that.
And apparently, according to him, because he was talking to Chandler Rome wrote a good piece about this incident, saying that, you know, like, apparently he keeps this, he tries to, you know, keep it in.
Yeah.
Like, he has this kind of fire. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm learning things about Dana Brown now, ain't I?
Yeah, so I was impressed. Yeah, I was impressed. He was fighting for his squad. Salute, tip of the cap, whatever you want to say. Here's where it gets interesting for me, because I really wanted them to play this game. And I thought Dana Brown really should have wanted them to play this game. Like, I respect what he did. I admire that he was fighting for his team. But let's go through this. You know, Fromber had not yet begun his warm-up pitches. He's keyed up to pitch yesterday. He's keyed up to pitch that day. They needed a win, obviously. You know, you always do. But also, you're playing a team that is very, very beatable. And the, you know, the whole travel thing, you know how long the flight is from Pittsburgh to Cleveland, Figgy? Have you ever made that flight?
Pittsburgh to
40
Cleveland.
40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's like a two-hour drive.
It's 40 minutes. It's nothing. I was like, I respect what you're doing, Dana, but play this damn game. Worry about tomorrow. And, oh, by the way, it did work out that they played the game and Frommer was nails.
Yeah, I mean, they won it, but there was a price to be paid. I mean, mm-hmm. like, by the time that you get done, get on the flight, get yourself into the next town and get yourself rested, I mean, you're getting into bed, what, 3 in the morning or what have you?
I don't even know if it was, well, yeah, because the game lasted till almost 1, but still, 40 minutes. It's nothing. It's nothing. And, again, you know, worry about tomorrow. This was a very winnable game that you needed, and ultimately you got.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:40 Eastern time was what I meant to say. Yeah. I said 4:40.
Yeah, I
went the other way with that.
I picked that up a little late.
But yes, which is even weirder, right? Mm-hmm. Like the idea that they'd be playing a late game
on
a getaway, right? Yeah. But yeah. I hear what you're saying there, but I really do understand his complaints here. Like, and I'm glad that it worked out
mm-hmm.
in the way that it did. But I was like, yo, I get what he's going for here, because this game being this damn late, it feels like I was surprised that they ultimately played it, because when I saw weather delay, I was like, all right, so we're going to be waiting a short period of time.
No,
it was, I mean, quite literally numerous hours later that they ended up starting playing baseball. Glad that they did. Within it, can we talk a little bit about Jacob Melton?
Yes, please.
Because I feel like we have not talked enough about Jacob Melton since he's come up. And I have, like, he looks like he belongs at this level. Like, I'm very impressed with what Jacob Melton has given you this baseball team. And I mean, look, obviously Isak Paredes was the one who seemed like he came up largest, right? Getting those home runs and whatever. But Jacob Melton, being a left-handed bat, coming in, being comfortable, I mean, in 12 at-bats, has a 250 ERA, or no, ERA, mm-hmm. batting average. And so, like, he's comfortable, obviously very small sample size, but he's doing what he needs to do in that particular context. And he's holding down left field in a way that is very comfortable. I'm excited that you have yet another guy come up, and he looks like he's comfortable in that, you know, as this thing continues to go, if he gets more opportunities, that he'll be able to stand up and deliver in the way that you want him.
Yeah, look, he's got, you know, obviously the tools have been there. Even if you didn't know what he looked like or anything about him, you know, you always heard about, you know, the tools. He can play every position in the outfield, et cetera, potential 2020 guy with the speed, size, big dude, all that. But what you're saying is absolutely what I wanted to talk about. Like this all of a sudden becomes a very intriguing option. You know, and to be honest, you know, we still don't know about Yordan. Obviously, he'll be probably DH most of the time, but it gives you some options out there. We don't know about, you know, what McCormick's going to end up doing. So, Jacob Melton looks the part. And I think it gives you some good options.
Yeah. And I think also, like, hey, man, the idea of not having, you know, or maybe not having Chaz, like, you're still hoping, you know, Chaz keeps coming along, that, you know, you get back to a Chaz McCormick that you had previously seen. If Jacob Melton works out, how much is that absolutely necessary, as you talked about? Mm-hmm. But then one of the things that this lineup has desperately needed is left-handed batting.
Yeah. Like, that's the other big part.
That has been really awesome to have there. So, mm-hmm. like, this has been incredible to have, like, in this space, and really happy to have him. It's been good seeing him come up and, like, land. I mean, when you have your – when you have, like, a highly regarded prospect, we could talk about, you know, hey, man, you expect them to come up. But that doesn't always work out that way.
No.
We've seen numerous prospects come
up. We've seen it here.
Debut. Yeah. And then it not really go the way that you want to. So it is good that it seems like he is finding his level at the major league level, that is.
Another quick offshoot of yesterday's game that I found fascinating. First of all, you mentioned Isak Paredes, all right? And I have found myself more and more in the last month or so, every time I see an Isaac – like a person named Isaac, I immediately call him Isak.
Wait, really?
I really do.
Now everybody's Isak to you?
Every Isaac I come across is Isak.
Honestly, that keep throwing me off a little bit, because I be wanting to say Isaac.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Isak.
I think my wife used to teach somebody named Isak, and I think they used to say Isak.
Yeah.
So
because kids are not good people.
Yeah. And then, go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah.
Then the other thing that I just found hilarious, did you see what they did in the stadium to try to keep fans around? Which, by the way, a gold star. They should get free tickets for life if they stayed around there. They played the 2009 Justin Bieber playlist, the entire 2009.
Oh God,
Justin Bieber.
So they were out. I feel like
they're trying to send people away.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like the Geneva Convention is against torture, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that's. And not to say that Justin Bieber got his, right? I'm not out here.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I don't know what artist I'm good with playing. Like, for think about it, for 3 hours, a singular artist playing just that
Justin Bieber
for three straight hours.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I had to listen to one artist for a long time, for maybe 24 hours.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber is nowhere near close, to be honest. And he got a couple songs that's like, obviously the songs when he got older.
Yeah.
But I can't listen to Justin Bieber.
Maybe you stumbled upon a question for our lovely listeners, 713-572-4610. One artist, 3 hour rain delay. One artist, 3 hour rain delay.
Kix Ross immediately was like, Bob Marley could do it.
Rolling Stones, because you got to go with the number of hits. Even though, as you know, I'm a big Christina Aguilera person, I get it. But the Stones, you've got 100 different hits.
I think it's probably a me thing. I want to bounce around. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the dude.
No, one artist.
I'm the dude who can't meal prep, because after 2 days I want to eat something different.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know. I'm trying to say, is there an artist that I'm like?
Think about it, Figgy. Think about it, Reggie.
We'll think about it.
We'll have those answers.
713-572 4610. Let us know if you have any answers to that. But yeah, the Astros get a victory there, and then they're back in action tonight. Of course, it was a getaway game in Cleveland, correct?
In Cleveland.
Got the Guardians.
I'm here 40 minutes away.
Somebody said Lil Wayne, they could do it. By the way,
that's not a bad one.
I don't know if you want to count this album he just released.
No, yeah.
Is that going to pop up in the mixtape?
It wasn't. I was trying to spare everybody a little time.
I might
bring it up, though.
Drake. Oh, we're getting some good answers already.
Tribe Called Quest, that's a person that is very much like me. Yeah. Somebody said, has to be Drake? No, it doesn't. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What player, rather, have you become a fan of based on nothing to do with what they've done on the field, just something entirely off the field. What made you become a fan of a player? We'll talk about that as well next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and we've kind of stumbled into two questions of the day here, Lopez. So the original question of the day was inspired by the newest Houston Texans. Have you ever like become a fan of a player based off of something entirely away from what they do as an athlete on the field? And who are those athletes? Why? But also, you were talking about the fact that during the rain delay that the Astros had up in Pittsburgh last night, the Pirates there at PNC Park, they decided that they were just going to play a whole bunch of Justin Bieber circa 2009 to keep people around.
What was the story behind
it? You know what I think it was?
He's not from Pittsburgh.
I haven't heard the story. You know what I think it was? Like, the guy who does the music
was like, this one I want us to?
This is my moment, baby. This is that's his guy.
That's a hell of a moment, guy. Man.
It does sound like a bit. It just
sounds
like a bit.
It sounds like a bit, but you know, he's like, hey, Justin Bieber time. We got a rain delay. And he just went all in. Or she did, whomever it was.
Yeah, if you want to just, if you were had to listen to a single artist.
You were in control.
for a good period of time. You had to subject a whole stadium of baseball people during a significant rain delay to one artist. Who would you pick? Because a lot of people are in here. And, of course, going along the lines of, hey, you're probably trying to find people with hits so that you know, you can give yourself enough of time here. George Strait pops up a whole bunch, which, fair. Wouldn't necessarily do it for me. Not that saying that I don't like George Strait, but after, you know, an hour, I'm probably like, all right, I want to move this around. Someone said Gwen Stefani easily. That is not the easily that I would have anticipated. Okay. Somebody said Vanilla Ice, and I know you playing. they're trying to clear out the stadium in that instance. Michael Jackson came in, which I could see that. Some other people.
Oh, that's a good one.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Or Journey. I could see that. They said Kiss for 3 hours.
Let's go.
Prince is a good one, I think. Mm-hmm. The one that I started thinking about for me, especially because I was like, extensive catalog, maybe I could bounce around a little bit. I kind of went to the Isley Brothers. Because the Isley Brothers have been kicking for like 60 years.
Yeah.
I saw them in concert in high school.
Like they literally have been doing
they got
this
stuff from the 50s.
Correct. Yes.
All the way, stuff in the 2000s.
Correct. Yes. I'm like, they got decades and decades. They got hits across all those decades. And obviously it's, I mean, Shout is the Isleys, you know what I mean?
50s. Yeah, so I'm 50s, like, 60s, yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like that would move around enough to where I feel.
Who's
that lady? Yeah, I feel like I'd have enough stuff that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Marvin Gaye, Outkast.
Marvin Gaye, it'd be like a baby boom.
Somebody said Kendrick Lamar, but only because someone else said Drake. Okay, all right, guys. But going back to this, the original question of the day, right? The players, being fans of a player, for something entirely off. I think I've always been interested in this because, you know, we get invested in these guys. Mm-hmm. And for sometimes it's just like, yo, that dude catch the ball real good. Or that guy throws the ball real good. Or that guy shoots the ball real good. Or what have you. But sometimes it's like, yo, I just really like this guy as a dude. Yeah. And I'm always interested in that. And it feels like you have a little bit of a couple of man crushes developing
or just
in that way.
Maybe even not as a dude, but you know they got to be a good dude because they fish. You never meet a bad dude that's a fisherman.
That there's no way that's true.
No, have you ever met an avid fisherman?
Didn't we have a story recently about a dude who was out here like trying to jump on somebody else's boat?
Oh, whoa, yeah. Well, that guy. Well, that
OJ Simpson used to fish a lot.
He did not fish.
You're lying. I think I know what you're talking about. I've seen Tim fish
all the time. OJ Simpson. Well, he made people swim with the fishes.
All right,
that's about all.
Okay.
Okay, that one dude, you know, there's always an outlier. That was assault. But, like, have you ever met an avid fisherman and you're like, yeah, he's an a-hole? No. No. Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, wildly into fishing. And I'm like, I'm a fan. Some others that jumped. Go ahead.
Steven Nelson is a fisherman.
Good dude. I don't know. You're lying, too. I don't know.
No, I'm dead serious. No, he did used to fish a lot.
Yeah, but OJ didn't.
I think he did used to fish.
No, he did not.
I have no idea. Also, if you talk of fishermen, Deion Sanders.
Good dude.
Randy Moss.
Great dude. Somebody said.
Aaron Hernandez used to fish a lot too.
He did not.
Figgy, I don't understand. What is the common denominator on these fishermen that you're throwing out?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, exactly. So this is one I mentioned earlier, Anthony Munoz, just because, you know, I thought that is so cool growing up. You know, a guy like that could play in Cincinnati, and I related. But the other one that came up, I was reminded, Someone said when JJ visited that kid in the hospital and then did the wheelchair celebration and all that. Mine goes back further with JJ, and I remember it very distinctly. Before he even signed his contract, like after getting drafted, he flew to Houston, and he went and visited kids in the hospital and donated some money before he even signed his contract. And I was like, I'm a fan. You know, I'm a fan of that dude. Yeah.
All right. So some of the ones that came to mind for me as I was thinking about this, like Wally Szczerbiak is one. And you would be like, why? Because Wally Szczerbiak was like a nice shooter in the league, but he was a role player. I think now he covers college basketball, I think, for CBS Sports. And you want to know why? It's something very stupid. The Jamie Foxx show once had, Kevin Durant or Kevin Garnett on the show, but when he was with the Timberwolves and Wally Szczerbiak was his teammate. And I guess it was like a joke that he couldn't get a Kevin Garnett jersey. So he got a Wally Szczerbiak jersey and he was like making fun of the name. He was like, and just the name Szczerbiak then stuck with me to the point where I was like, I think I like Wally Szczerbiak without any real concern for who he is. Like, yeah. I feel like sometimes a name can do it for
you. That's the point.
Or a nickname can do it for you.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, it has nothing to do with what they did on the field.
None whatsoever.
You mentioned Xavier Legette.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
He is everybody's favorite at this point. Yeah. Somebody else mentioned it, right? Like, he is just everybody's favorite just because he says quaint folksy things in that accent that he has.
Yes.
It is very fun to listen to him, and that makes people fans.
He kind of been making the news a lot too, man, recently, because was that him on the cover of Glorilla's new single?
Was it?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I imagine conversations between them.
Which the Carolina Panthers actually retweeted that. They actually posted that. And I'm not sure if that's him or not, but I seen a couple people from the... Is that him?
According to USA Today.
I have no idea what that's about.
Well, then he's literally quite
like
literally.
I don't even know if they're dating or whatever, but she got a new single. Because
she likes him for no apparent reason other than, But the
Carolina Panthers actually reposted that picture too, which is crazy.
Now people are just sending mass murderers that were fishermen.
That's right.
But they weren't. They weren't.
Oh, yes. Are you familiar with this cat for the Aggies? Is Bear?
Who?
He goes by Bear. He is he is on the Aggie baseball team. And I love the SEC. Like, it is very particular in a way. And I was actually talking about this with a group of friends earlier in the week. But, like, I've got to remember what his name, what his full name is, because he just goes by Bear. He goes by Bear. His last name is Jones. I can't remember what his first name is again. But Bear Jones.
Bear the catcher?
Yes. Hit a home run, giant home run earlier in the College World Series that went off of the Tony Sacheray's bottle out there in center field. I'm like, SEC baseball is hilarious. But, no, just sometimes you got a good nickname, and a great nickname like Bear will do it for you. Or I am very fond, and he just came up in news recently, DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
That's a great example right there.
Who was a lineman for the New York Jets.
Just hell of a name, too,
incredible
man.
Name.
I remember when he was drafted, I was like, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
And now he's a nurse. He's a registered nurse. Apparently his mother, his grandmother were nurses, so he actually went back to school to become a nurse after playing the game. Yeah, man, it happened very recently. Mm-hmm. Some other guys that people were fans of for no other reason or no reason that relates to the sport. P.J. Tucker, just because his shoe game was crazy.
That's a fair way to do it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
He was out here playing in, like, really, really expensive, like, sneakers that people wouldn't play in, but because he just had so many of these.
Some people said, David Robinson, Roger Staubach, anyone that had the military had the military hitch, you become a fan. You go back to Ted Williams and Yogi Berra and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a great one. Like, I think absolutely there's folks that, hey, man, that guy served as well. Mm-hmm. Big Country, the basketball player, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. How about Tree Rollins, just as a nickname? J.R. Smith and the folklore of the Henny guy. We also enjoy the wild folks. I think sometimes it's just the stature, which I guess it's kind of because, I mean, Jose is great, Jose Altuve, but I think some of us is just like, look at him, he's so little.
Well, that's a great one, too.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Or we go the other way, where we get, like, Jared Lorenzen, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Or we get, like,
fat guys?
Yes, the portly athlete.
Track the trailer.
Yeah, man, you get the big boys. Mm-hmm. But then this is a great one from the 936. Dudes who are just like that guy. John Daly.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he could have never won a tournament, and people would have been in love with him.
Yeah, he's wearing those colorful pants, smoking his cigar, being
hanging out at
quirky.
Hooters. RIP to Hooters, by the way.
That's right.
31 more closings?
Man.
Yeah.
You've been keeping up with that, huh?
Well, I just came across this morning.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
When you were at Hooters? Is that what happened?
No,
there?
Devin Booker is sick.
To be honest, I thought they were already all closed.
So, yeah. Billy Joel for music. Livy Dunn. No idea what she does, but I like her. I wonder why, friend.
Yeah.
It's because you're such a big fan of Paul Skeens. Is that what happened there?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Yeah,
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. Let's go around the NFL where you know we have to talk about here. You know we have to talk about here. Aaron Rodgers! He is now a Steeler, finally, after weeks and months. Is it a good idea? Is this going to work? Let's talk about that more.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.